And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, October the 23rd, 2021. It is Season 15, Episode 36. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
I'm Wendy.
Hello, everybody. RJ.
Yes.
Could you turn that knob that I was messing with just a minute ago?
This one?
Yeah.
The one you can't see from here?
The one I can't see. Can you turn that up?
Up.
Yeah. There you go. That's good. Right there.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, all the way then.
Is that all the way?
Just about.
Wow. Okay. Goodness. I gotta watch. I'm trying to look at levels and checking to see if we're way too hot and stuff like that, just to make sure it looks like everything's all right.
Okay.
That I can tell.
Yeah.
And so,
if
yeah.
Not, and if it's not, I'm sure chat will let us know.
Yeah, and hopefully they will. Hopefully they'll let us know. So, thank you guys, by the way. Yeah, welcome to the show. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. You can check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can find us on Facebook as well. You can email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. We are on the stream right now. Twitch. Go to Twitch.tv and search in InGameChat. You'll find us. Go to our website. Just go all the way to the bottom. You can click on that and see us. It'll take you right there. And you can watch us live while we broadcast. Let's see, was that and Discord. Don't forget our Discord as well. So yeah, gonna be watching all this stuff around me here to see who's in chat on this screen, who's in Discord on this screen, and everything else I need to read right in front of me. Figuring out all of that. So anyway. Go ahead and get this out of the way. And there we go. There we are.
Okay.
So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody, and which is that on? That is on two. So, goodness, we're all back together now, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Wendy on cam now.
Yeah.
I know, there she is. Finally. So you can go to twitch.tv and check that out and see us, and also Discord. Just, you know, Discord's great. When you're coming in through Discord, we can we put you right on. It sounds like you're actually in the studio with us. I'm still having some issues here with what I'm hearing in here. You say it's turned all the way up, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Need to go down a little bit or?
No. Leave it turned up.
Okay.
Go over to the one I think that says line.
Right.
And
it's about halfway.
It's halfway. Turn it up a little bit. It's going to raise the volume on everybody's, I think. Yeah, there it goes. Did it raise your volume as well?
Or yeah, a little bit.
Okay. You good?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody good? I'm good.
So far?
I'm good.
All right.
That's good for me. That's much better.
Not coming in too hot?
No. Not at all. No, on there? No, yep. Not at all.
All right.
Not at all. In fact, I don't think this has anything to do with it there, but yeah, anyway.
Okay, earlier, Bam O'Brien said the hum was gone, and after the turn up, he said the hum's back.
Humming now that the music has stopped. So I'm guessing maybe it was something with the music. See, I still can't hear the... Or not with the music, but the music was drowning out the hum. See, I still can't hear the hum.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't hear it.
I'm not hearing it either.
Yeah, I know. We can't hear it in our headphones. So, if you want to turn that back to halfway again...
Okay.
And if anybody says the hum's gone again, then we'll leave it right there and I'll deal with it. Because if that helps, then I'll take it. But I don't think it does. I think it's always there. We were doing some testing earlier, and even with the volume completely turned down, we saw, you know, noise coming in from somewhere. So, mm-hmm. Which is likely the case there. I really don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's something you can hear over the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe it's only coming in through the stream. No change. AC Wraith says there's no change.
No, the hum is still there.
That's weird. Well, then, could you turn me back up, please? Yeah, just play background music the entire time. You know, we did. We had something like that when we were doing our Dungeons & Dragons, our D&D.
Oh, yeah.
When we did our D&D, I had music that was playing all throughout the entire thing, mm-hmm. just for atmosphere of what we were trying to do there. So, yeah. It's a thought. Sorry about the hum. I'm not sure... I don't know. I don't know. Mm. We got a shorter cable here and tried that. In fact, it's the same cable we were using upstairs before we moved, mm-hmm. which did not have a hum. Yeah. Same computer, same cord. The only thing different is, you know, I mean, everything board. Else is different. We've yeah. got a brand new board. All the wires are hooked up differently. Everything,
could be this thing. Who knows?
Everything is completely different than what it was. So we'll just have to, hopefully it's not horrible that you can't listen to it or not something I can't salvage when I edit the audio later on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, sorry about that. Let's get into what have we been playing, and there's that thing again. You hear it?
Mm. Click, click.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Move your microphone a little bit. No, just move it. Maybe it'll get rid of the... Yeah, I think it's that. Oh, it's your microphone.
Figured it would be your fault, RJ.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's your microphone. Mm. That's strange. I don't ever hear that
in the mornings. I don't hear it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just so weird that we get these things while we're here. So
only when we're here.
Let's see. Ben O'Brien says, I'd love to listen to those D&D episodes. Do you know what number they were? Do you remember what year that was?
Was it a year ago?
No. It was longer than a year ago.
Longer than a year ago.
Oh, it's good. It goes a good ways back. Because, I mean, it was all of us. It was you and Sarah and me and Matt. And I think Nate was involved as well. Mm. And then we had Josh in, who was our DM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we filled out the paperwork and everything, rolled for stats and all that stuff.
I know. And we kind of give you updates as we went along. It was in March of...
Was it March of 2020? Or
no, 2019? No. 2018 maybe?
Goodness.
No, it goes way back. It goes way back. If I were to...
Okay, we have to look at the archives on that one, yeah.
Well, yeah. If I were to Google... The in-game chat, D&D, which is probably not going to bring up anything that I want at all.
Let's see. We got the YouTube boost from April of 2018.
April of 2018?
Yes, that's what the YouTube channel, my search engine, came up with.
Oh, okay. It would have been. I think we spent the entire...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. IGC Season 12, Episode 12, D&D. April of 2018 is when it was posted on YouTube.
Yeah. April of 2018, if you wanted to go back and listen to that.
Yeah. Or you just post a link to the YouTube thing in the chat.
Yeah, I mean, throw that in there if you'd like to. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. So that they can get that. It was an interesting thing. I'd never played D&D before. This is the first time doing that.
Yeah, same here. Never played it before.
And thought we would play it live on the air just to get an idea. And that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it again since, so maybe maybe it wasn't as much fun for me. Or maybe it probably just doesn't work in that format. Trying to condense something down into, you know, a little under 2 hours. To try and get that done, I don't know that.
Yeah,
that's,
it did seem rushed. It seems to be a lot of trying to like press for time, trying to get.
It was. We were trying to, you know, because it's got to tell a story. It's going to do a thing, and so it was, you know, a little tough to do at times. So, RJ, what have you played?
Lately, I've been playing Code Vein. I've got some unfinished business in that game, along with plenty of others, by the way. What I'm trying to do is max out some of my characters for the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
There's some extra dungeons to go through and challenges to finish up. But before I do them, I want to level up a bit.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing is playing through story mode again and farming haze to build up my character so I can be effective in those challenges I was talking about.
Hmm.
Other than that, more Virtua Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown. In fact, I posted a clip from one of my matches on our Facebook page, if you ever want to check that out. A little less about comebacks and what it takes to actually pull one of those things off. Other than that, let's see. Oh, I also played a little bit more of Phantasy Star Universe, New Genesis. I finally loaded that back up. try to get back to the classic version of Phantasy Star Universe 2. Trying to go back and forth between the two and I haven't been able to. I have to play the little bit more of the story mode of New Genesis before I can do that. Or just get the Steam version and download that. But that's what I've been working on this week.
All right. Hey, Wendy, what have you been playing for the past 2 weeks?
Well, nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing?
Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
You dipped back in a little bit to Animal Crossing because we got the update coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we got the new Switch and we wanted to see what that looked like. Mm-hmm. I think you played that. Did you play any of that Luigi's Mansion?
A little bit.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion 3. Mm-hmm. She messed around with... tried to play Doom, or did you play Doom?
No. It took a while. I had to get set up. I had to do the Bethesda account.
Annoying. So I downloaded Doom for on 360, because it's on Game Pass 360. I downloaded it on the Xbox because it's on Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And that took a while to download because it's just a big... It's big. It was downloading not just the single player part, but the multiplayer. And for some reason, I couldn't tell it to just only do the single player. So anyway, I downloaded all of that, and then once we got that done, it's like, okay, let's go in and play. And as soon as you go in there, log in with your Bethesda account, and I couldn't find anything that, you know, said skip this, you know what I'm saying? Something where you could just move on and, you know,
yeah, so it's
play as a guest or something like that.
Something like Rocket League.
Very similar.
You gotta have an Epic Games account to play Rocket League. Oh yeah, it'll update. Yeah. It'll update left and right, no problem. But
yeah,
if you want to play the game, you gotta have an Epic Games account to play.
It seemed like there was no way to go through that step without actually having to either log in with a Bethesda account or create one.
Yeah, same here.
Epic Games. Actually, you couldn't even create one. I think you had to go to a website somewhere.
No, I tried to go to a website to actually do it, like on a computer or the iPad.
Right.
And not on the screen, and it wouldn't let me.
Nothing?
No, I had to do it on the screen.
Yep. Wow. That's weird. Anyway, it's also annoying, man.
Inconvenient and a hassle.
That is something that I'll just, it's like, all right. I mean, if I'm in one of those moods, then I'm not playing your game. I'll just find something else.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm really in one of those moods, it depends. Mm-hmm. If I really, really need to play me some Doom, then I'll go through the steps I got to go through.
But what are the odds?
I know, it's just one of those things where it's like, well, never mind. Because it's so excited to, you know, I finally waited for it to download. Let's go in there. And it's like, nope, you got to do this. Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go play something else. You know, I'll just do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we said at that point.
It was.
It took so long, and it was like, just forget it. You know?
Yeah.
It really was. It really turned into that. It really turned into that. So.
Yeah, so what else will turn you off of a game, like inconvenience and things like that, or really, really insignificant load times? Load times will make you want to just...
Load times will do it, but for the most part, I'm still going to give a game a chance, even through the load, because, I mean... There are some games that have a very long load time, but that's only for the fact that they're loading everything in.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're in, everything is seamless.
Right.
When you move from, Spider-Man does it a lot. The Spider-Man and Miles Morales and that sort of thing, when it loads in, the whole city is there. You can travel from one point to the other, you can do everything, and there's no loading screens whatsoever. Until you log out of the game and go back in, and it needs to load up everything else. So I can forgive that when it's doing something like that. But I'm trying to go back to something that just had just horrible load times in between everything. And there was a time when that was just something you.
Only thing I think about is Resident Evil.
Maybe.
Outside of that, can't really think of anything else like that.
But there was a time when it wasn't acceptable, but it was something that we just. Dealt with because that's just the way games were.
Yeah.
You were going to have to deal with some either very long load times or you were going to have to deal with short load times, but more of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Either a long load time to get everything there or just because the game is whatever. We didn't have what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Or you were getting multiple load times that were shorter, but just a lot of them as you move through the game.
Mm-hmm.
Neither was very fun. So load times, I don't know. Games that'll make you... Things that have games that'll make you turn it off immediately. That'll do it sometimes when they want you to register for me. What would be another?
Especially didn't help that you had that long wait for downloading everything you had on there.
Then you had to go through that.
Like you said, you couldn't pick. You can only pick. You had to do the whole thing. You couldn't pick certain things to download.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a. Like not like a like file sharing or anything like that.
No, I can't
you pick take you know, all at once.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't really think of anything other than. I remember back in the day, there were a few games that came with some anti-cheat software that I just flat out avoided.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I wanted to cheat or anything, but just because that anti-cheat software was not the best thing that you should have on your computer.
Yeah, a little invasive, isn't it?
Some of it was,
yeah.
And it all depended on what it was. Because some people, you know, that was one of the things we always wondered, oh, does it have this client built into it, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
For either anti-cheat or something like that. And depending on which one it was like, okay, that's okay. Oh, if it's got this one, that's bad. I can't even remember now what they were.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember there was a list of like, if it's this, you're okay. If it's this, you should reconsider.
Yeah.
What's that? Well, there's another factor is games for Windows on PC. You know, I talked about the issue that they've got where you can't actually completely delete the game from your system because of what they've got going on. And it's random. It's not going to happen to everybody. It might happen to you, and it might not. And even if it does with a game that you've installed, it might happen when you install the next game. It may not. You don't know. And so that's something that has kept me from using that service on PC back home because I don't want to roll the dice on that.
Yeah.
I really, really don't. So that's another one that'll immediately say, "Yeah, I'm not playing your way. Sorry." Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember of something that was way back. You know, almost anything that was. Well, see, you would know about it ahead of time, so you wouldn't actually load it into your. You wouldn't actually play it, but like anything that was just full on escort mission all the time, you know. There were certain genre type of games, but that's just genre that you wouldn't touch. Things that they've thrown into games that would make you just immediately turn it off. That's the only things I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here, you got to sign up for multiple accounts or even one account,
mm-hmm.
depending on how bad it is. It's likely that I won't. So, I'd love to go into what I've played, but I actually played more than just Destiny this week.
Okay.
We're going to cut to a break here because we've only got a few more. Oh, hey, we got somebody in the Discord. We'll come back and talk to them when we come back from this break. So everything that we got here, again, comes from Wendy. She picked the music with the exception of two tracks. And oddly enough, this first one is not one that she picked. But it comes from the Super Nintendo days, Super Mario World. Not a lot of scary stuff in Super Mario World, but they did have those haunted houses that you would go into with the big booze and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And by booze, I mean booze. Nothing but liquor all over the place.
Yep.
Lots of booze. So anyway, this is the Ghost House theme from Super Mario World. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Thank you. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from Alice, Madness Returns. Or American McGee's Alice, Madness Returns. I remember they always used to put that in front of it, like, no, that's the name of it. Like, they're not...
Yeah, those just poop.
They're not pieces, they're Reese's Pieces. they're not peanut butter cups, they're Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. American McGee's Alice, Madness Returns.
Fun game, though.
Yeah, it was.
Very fun
game. was this the sequel?
I think it was the sequel.
Yeah, this was the sequel, I believe. Madness Returns was.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. So some of the games that I played. So yeah, obviously I played Destiny and I'm grinding out their little Halloween event and that sort of thing. And I've got, I don't know, like I need to collect like 90 more pages or whatever. So I'll be working on that as it goes. So. What else? I am also... I played some more Metroid Dread. Mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying playing Metroid Dread and figuring all that out and everything else and finding my way around. And in fact, I finally got I defeated one of those robots that are completely indestructible until you find the power-up that lets you defeat them. Mm-hmm. So I finally beat that. I got the cloaking device now, and I've moved into a brand new section of the game. Because I went back through, like, massive. This first area that you're in feels massive. I don't know how it's going to feel as I move through other places and explore those. Mm-hmm. If, like, this is just, this is small compared to what you're going to be getting into later on, because I'm not very far into it. So... But there's still a lot for me to discover in that first area, but I just don't have... I mean, you know how Metroidvania works, mm-hmm. And how it's always worked is...
Look around till you find it.
Well, it's always... It's a lot of backtracking. It's a lot of go this way, go where you can go,
yeah.
Until you get a power-up that lets you go into places that you couldn't go before. Mm-hmm. And that's going to continue. Because this cloaking device now lets me get through some of these doors that were, like, if they sensed you there, they would shut. Yeah. But see, now that I cloak, I can go through them. So that opened up a lot of stuff. Still, when I was looking through the map to see how to get from where I was, because I had all these new power-ups, I defeated the first boss of that area. Mm. But there were still a lot of secrets and stuff. And so I was looking at the map, and I was like, I realized... They put things in place that weren't there before, by the way, but they found ways to put some barriers here so that it pretty much tells you, look, you can't go back. You mm-hmm. need to keep going forward, which is good because the thing is a labyrinth. And, I mean, you've got maps to figure out ways to go and that sort of thing, but there is that a lot of times there's this thought of feeling stuck. You know, feeling like
did I miss something? I must have missed something. So I'm gonna go look around till I find it. That's why I say look around till you find it.
In fact, I was reading an article about a lot of people who have sent out tweets and stuff feeling like they found a soft lock, which is basically like, oh, whoops, I've gotten myself into a situation here and I'm stuck now. I can't get out. Mm-hmm. But I am almost positive that there is no way for that to happen in the game. There was a progression bug that they have since patched.
Okay.
But I don't think there's a single way for you to get stuck in that game. It is just a matter of you not figuring out how to get out of the situation you're in. Mm-hmm. Whether it be a false wall that you need to shoot at to get rid of it, or you have a power-up that you didn't think you had, or some sort of method that you didn't think about.
Or a skill you forgot that you got.
Because I've felt that way. I felt like I can't press forward. And lo and behold, I have. There was when I was trying to find the boss, the other or not was it the boss or no. I remember I was trying to get through a door where that little Emmy machine was trying to find me. And so before I went into that controlled area, I looked at my map and I said, okay, once I go in, I need to go across, down, jump, go over here. That's the door you want to find. And so I said, okay, let's go. Let's do it. So I went there and I got to the door and there was an object there that I couldn't, for whatever reason, I couldn't open that door. And I thought, nah. And of course, the Emmy's coming to get me. So I had to run. And at this point, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get lost and I'm going to get whatever, get turned around. I didn't. It actually, I don't know if it was luck or the game did it itself. I'm not sure. But it got me to where I needed to be. It's not where I wanted to go. It's mm-hmm. not where I was trying to go. But it got me to where I needed to be to get the power up to kill this robot. Which was the strangest thing because I was not planning for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it got me through there, and then it took me forever to finally get the timing down just to kill the thing. Mm-hmm. Luckily, it saves you where you acquire the power-up, so you don't have to...
Okay, so power-up's at the save point?
It was at that point, yes.
Okay.
A lot of things... There's a lot of points where you can save, but usually, once you defeated a boss, you will be granted a power-up, which will then save your game.
That'll save you, okay.
When you find... a refill section you can save there. I think it's a refill section, but there's certain areas and they're scattered all over the place where you can save where you're at. But anytime you acquire something that is going to count as a save point
mm-hmm.
where you're at. Because I remember the boss. I hadn't beaten the boss, but luckily the room where I last saved at was close by, and so I just had to go mm-hmm. through and do that again. But anyway, yeah, I beat the boss, and that's what got me the cloaking device, because that boss could cloak. And so that saved it and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. But, there are feelings, you know, a lot when you're like, I'm getting stuck. No, you're really not. There is a way out of everything. You just haven't found that way yet.
Yeah.
But it's really great. I'm really enjoying it. Beautiful game. Plays fantastically. I don't put a whole lot of time into it when I play.
Mm-hmm.
I try and make... some sort of progress, some sort of advancement, and then stop, you know, save there and then move on, you know, later and do the same thing. So it'll be a slow go for me, not like it was for Chris when he just zoomed right through the thing. Forgot to turn Discord back on. I played Metroid Dread. I played Destiny. The other thing I played more of was Orwell.
Oh, okay.
I had talked about this last week, I think, a little bit about Orwell week, and I wasn't sure exactly how, because I had only played the tutorial.
Yeah.
But now I think I'm in day 3, or maybe I'm starting day 4. Mm-hmm. Like I just ended day 3, and I'm about to start day 4. And I will say, the thread continues. This is, it is not you, like each section is not like a new thing that happened, and now you've got to figure out what transpired or
you're still profiling
who did it. You're still profiling.
Okay.
So basically there was a bomb in a court square or something like that, and then there was a second bomb that went off, and then there was a third bomb that had the possibility of going off, but the whole thing is carried through this whole, I guess, season,
mm-hmm.
whatever that may be, because I think they're doing episodic.
Yeah. Now, is it strictly profiling people, or are you actually going out and doing, like, detective work?
Nah, you're profiling.
Like, you're just profiling. Okay.
It is completely internet-based. In other words, you're looking up, you're looking at articles, and then you're, from one person, like, and I can't remember how we found the one person that started the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But from that one person, it is ballooned out to all these other people that I'm now... You know, we've already arrested the one lady on suspicion of what was done to get more information out of her. Mm-hmm. But now we've got all these other people that I am constantly finding articles about them, or articles that they posted, or message boards that they posted in, stuff like that. And you find once you find their username, you can associate that with their profile, and then it can pick up other stuff because now it has a username. And it's online stalking.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It means that you're just digging into folks' files and profiles and everything, trying to get all the information you can out of them.
Yeah.
So you got this big bubble chart of this connected to this, connected to that, because mm-hmm. I found that, this opens up, and that, yeah, so you're doing all this stuff together. And now you just got to put all the information together to try to find the right person.
Right, because like she, the first woman they give you, she led me to a professor at a university. I was able to get into his records to find that he had two students that he recruited into his whatever, this thing he was trying out. And so I found those two students. Those two students had other relationships that have brought more people into the fold. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of, you know, it's this spider web of connectivity of
just making the connections.
Yeah. And so it's fun at times. And I'm not saying at times it's not fun, but at times, and it's a lot like the way that we interpret, oh, what's the term? Not the term, but you remember in, I think it was Mass Effect.
Okay.
Mass Effect and some of the Walking Dead things and where they give you a dialogue option that is clearly like, this is going to get you the good points, this is going to get you the bad points, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The way you the dialogue choices you make determines whether or not you get positive response from the person or negative response,
right,
depending on the situation.
And so the description of the dialogue choices in Mass Effect would give you one way, but every time you would select it, whatever was said was like, well, that comes off a lot harsh. That was not intended. I didn't intend that to be
the dialogue doesn't match the tone that it was given.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I know it doesn't matter because you've selected a thing and the game's just going to register that. It's not going to register the tone that was delivered or anything like that, but it's still.
It's like giving a compliment, but it sounds like you cussed me out.
It doesn't
sound right.
I never liked going the bad route on those because while I wanted to, because that's just because you're role playing, that's what you're going to be. This is my response. Ooh, that's not how I would respond.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever. It's the game's basing it on that, not on your tone. But anyway, so Orwell has some choices here that aren't gray, you know. And I don't like that because.
It's all or nothing, huh?
Yeah, I wish I could give you a good example of this because there's me who's doing the research, and then there's like I guess my handler, who is talking to like the police and the higher ups and everybody else.
He talks
to. I find the information, he relays that information to the proper authorities, and then that happens. And so, you know, I'll come across something, and I'll realize the context of which it's used. But as soon as I put it in there into the profile, because I'm like, well, it needs to know, you know, the game needs to know this sort of thing, old boy pops up, and I'm like, no, I have no way to talk to that person to say, you know, calm down, that's not what he meant, or that's not what they meant, or something like that. You have no way of doing that, so.
I didn't mean arrest her. Wait a minute, I still got more to get from here.
Totally.
Yeah.
There was a whole point where the dude was about to call the authorities to go bust down this woman's thing, and I was like, that's not what I really want you to do here. This is not.
You're going off half cocked.
Yeah. Hold up, man. He totally was. Although at the end, he was totally right. in the end, he was. I say at the end, he was totally right. He wasn't yet that I know of because I haven't finished the game, so I don't know what's going on. Because this last one was this, like, woman grabbed a gun. Like, I can see the conversation, the phone conversations and text conversations, so I'm following it along, and I'm like, okay, she's picked up a gun. Let me tell old boy. Old boy lets them know that she's armed and dangerous. I'm like, she's probably not dangerous. Just, you know, talk to her.
Yeah.
But I can't say that, you know? And because they don't have the context that she's worried about her kid. Because she knows what's happened now. Now she wants to go get her kid.
Yeah. But all they know is she has a gun.
And so, exactly. Yeah. So then they try to go to her home. They can't get her at home. But I've already told them that she's going to go pick up her kid. And so they know where her kid is. They know where her kid's at school. So they go to the school. And it's just, you know, just one of those things. Where it just felt.
So it sounds like they're going to get to the school all hyped up.
Seemingly.
Yeah.
Well, they already did and everything. I haven't discovered what the fallout was from that day yet.
Because you're strictly at the screen, you're not going anywhere, you're not going to see anything.
Right. Yeah. I've already, like, I did it, it's done, and like day three, I think, is complete now. And so when I go to day four, my guy's going to pop up and say, well, he's going to give me the briefing of what.
The fallout.
Yeah, of what happened.
Yeah.
And so.
At the end of the day, did it like give you like a rundown of because you told him this happened, or you didn't tell him this happened?
No, it's got. Sorry about that. It's got a. It has a summary of every time you finish the day or finish a mission, I guess, whatever it may be.
Right.
Every time you finish that, it brings up this progress chart of here's what we learned about people today, you know, and mm-hmm. we have all this information we learned about so-and-so, and then it gives all these people that you've been researching, and right. it just says here's what we found out about them through the research today. So
right.
that's what it is. I'm enjoying it. It's a very, very relaxed game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There is no...
Despite everything going on, it's yeah. still a relaxed game. Yeah.
There doesn't... So far, there doesn't feel like there is any... Yeah, I do. I'm sorry, Cruising. I know you're over there, buddy. I'm going to get you in. And Chris, Chris is no stranger to holding on the phone. But yeah, I'll get him in here in just a second. What were we saying there about that?
It's very relaxing game.
I'll just sit there and I'll play it because it's a lot of reading and it's a lot of deciding, does this information relevant? Do I need to put this? I would like to know if there's some branches. I don't know that there is. I'm curious. Sometimes you'll have conflicts of information, like
yeah.
somebody will say that they are working, you know, currently they're working over here, but then you'll find some other information that says, no, this is their job. Mm-hmm. And you've got to decide what you want to feed the agency. Do you want to tell them they're at this job or do you want to tell them they're doing this job?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so a lot of times I'll look and see what the date is for this article compared to what the date is on this one. And if it's too close, I got to figure out, well, which, I don't know. You know?
I don't think any branch would be from the Fallout report. Because if you told them the wrong information about the not updated information on where the person works because it didn't go there, that person got away.
I guess.
They didn't get to them.
But that's I haven't figured out.
The way you described
then
it.
Then I'm 100% yeah. right now because so far I haven't been able to tell that I've done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Or that I've made a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. If anybody else has played this game, then maybe they know what I'm talking about here. But... Or maybe they have more insight as to how this thing will play out.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it feels like, I hate to say this, but it feels autopilot. It feels like there's no wrong move here.
Mm.
I haven't been able to find any. In other words...
The only way I can think of you figuring that out about being wrong is like deliberately missing information just yeah. to see what happens. But
there may not be
a second playthrough problem.
Yeah, there may not be a fail state on this thing. And there likely won't be. There may only be, you know, you decided to go with this choice instead of this one. We're still going to get to the end of it, but because you went that way, it's going to, you know, we went in a little aggressively or we didn't get the information in time to do something else or whatever yeah. the case may be. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to see a game like this. I would like to see have definite consequences for your choices and what information you give.
Yeah.
Because you gave the wrong info. This went belly up quick.
So you need to go like start your profile on my game so you can play that.
What you're playing now? The Orwell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm curious. Yeah. I'm curious if we get something different here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm really curious about that. So we'll see. Because you can have a bunch of different profiles on one game. So
You
don't have to if you don't like it or anything, but I am curious. I knew you were curious about the game.
No, it looks like something.
Right, exactly. Online stalking, that'd be fun. Getting into the dirt on people.
What's not fun about that?
Right. Hey, let's go to Discord here, and I think it's this one here, and talk to Cruising, who's in there. I assume he wanted to talk. Cruising, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Hey, man.
Am I too loud or something?
No. I had you up too loud. You're fine.
Sorry, I was so insistent about talking.
No, you're fine. You're cool. I didn't obviously. I ramble. They told you in there. I go on and on and on. So, and I apologize for making you wait, Chris. I know you're listening. I apologize for making you wait.
I actually played that Orwell game a little bit. Actually,
did you? How long ago? Because I know it's been out a while.
Like, I'd say like a few months ago, maybe.
Okay. They just released episode 2, I think, not too long ago. I think I'm not exactly sure my timeline on this game, but you
kind of argue that like you're choosing which information you want to take in, but and how you interpret that information affects the outcome, you know? Like, when you're searching for this person's profile, you can interpret that to be like, oh, this guy's a sociopath, or this guy's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not as bad guy. I don't know.
I don't know. Everything comes, when you're scrolling through, everything's highlighted, so... It's not.
Yeah, but there's like different contradictory evidence.
There is.
Too.
There is.
You can choose which one you want to do.
Am I? And if you can remember, did you finish it? Did you go through all the way with it?
I actually didn't finish it.
You didn't finish.
I figured I'd bring it up.
I was just curious if there was a fail state to the game, and I don't know that yet. But I'll keep playing just to find out, because
you're enjoying it, yeah.
Yeah, I am. It's enjoyable. It's not one of those things that you're ready to, you know, I can't wait to get back into this game so I can progress my character and do all this other stuff.
You're interested in the plot.
Yeah. You're just sitting down and reading a lot and deciding if this is pertinent information or, you know, finding out on these people and just having the story unfold, I guess, in front of you. But it's just, but it's not a visual novel or anything like that. Don't get me wrong.
No,
it's one of those.
It's a choose your own adventure book, basically.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. So what's up? What's on your mind? What did you want to chat about?
Have you played Far Cry 6 at all?
I have not. I never got into the Far Cry games. I remember when Far Cry originally released, and I had just built a PC, or not too far out from building a PC, and this game came out, and it just melted everything that I had just done. So,
funny you should mention that, because Far Cry 6 is... I don't know if you can help me with this. Can I ask a technical question, if you mind me asking?
Sure, I can't guarantee anything, but go ahead.
So, in Far Cry, the game keeps crashing for me, and it says I need to update my drivers, but I don't know how to update drivers, basically.
Update driver, do they tell you, is it your graphic drivers, your graphics card drivers?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, do you know if they need to be, you know?
I don't want to take up too much of the time, because we want to talk about interesting stuff, but like, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah. Do you know, have you ever updated the drivers on your graphics card?
I don't know, because like, I don't know a lot about computers.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, what kind of graphics card do you have, do you know?
I think it's Intel, but, because it's what it says on the thing. On the laptop, it's a gaming laptop. I don't want to take up too much of your time with this, because you know it's not that interesting for viewers. You know, but like, yeah.
I'm not sure, because being that it's a gaming laptop and it doesn't have, because if it had AMD in it, which it might, I don't know.
It's weird because like I'm seeing and NVIDIA also, because like on my laptop. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to. It keeps crashing for me, so I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, if it's NVIDIA, you can just go to the NVIDIA site and see if you can find drivers for what you've got, I would think. But there's got to be
Are those physical objects, or are they like you need to install into the computer, or like I don't know what a driver is.
It's just software you'll download.
Okay.
That's all it is. It's just software that you'll download. It's kind of like you have an update on your iPhone or, well, your phone or your whatever it is you use.
Yeah.
Like it needs an update.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get on with something more interesting then, if that's okay.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. I hope we can help you out. I mean, feel free to post in that Discord there, because we got a lot of guys in there who could maybe help you out with the issue there once we're done here.
Oh, yeah. I also have been playing a lot of, what's it called? I'm trying to remember the name. All right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like Rimworld. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, Rimworld.
Yeah, I know. Generic.
I've heard of that. I don't think I've ever played it. So I don't know what. I don't even. I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever played it.
I'll talk about something else then if you want to.
No, it's perfectly fine, man. I'm just going to tell you that the reason I don't think I've ever played it was probably because at some point I looked at it and I was like, yeah, that's going to be my type of thing.
Yeah. I have been playing a little bit of Fallout New Vegas, if you want to talk about that.
No, that's fine. Also a game I haven't played.
I remember
but I know you have, right?
Yeah, I remember Fallout Vegas playing in a simulation mode, having to deal with thirst and bullet management and breaking everything down so it would be overweight.
Was that the dust mod that you're talking about?
I don't think you played it with any mods, right?
No mods or nothing. This was just on my console playing that.
Hardest difficulty.
Yeah,
the hardest difficulty survival mode where you had to regulate your thirst and your hunger, and you had to break stuff down so it wouldn't be overweight. I mean, it went to the bullets. You had to like make sure your bullets didn't have too many bullets or ammo on you because it would literally weigh you down.
To be fair, I didn't select that difficulty. On my first playthrough, because it's my first playthrough of Fallout New Vegas. So, you know.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's a very good game. I think it's bad. I think Obsidian really outdid themselves on this.
No, everybody agrees with you from way back when that game first released. Everybody felt like New Vegas is
a top of the line.
It was superior in the Fallout series. Yeah.
I also, and there was one more. I actually have a good topic now. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Every topic's good, man. We just go where we go. It's no problem.
So I've been thinking a lot about like games and like the idea of like a protest game, if you know what I mean by that.
Maybe.
Like a game where you say, like, imagine a game where you become a dictator takes over a recently fallen democracy, and you have to build up like a protest movement. It's like a Far Cry, but like you don't have the enemies are more powerful than you. Like they have riot gear, you know. Is there any game like that you played at all?
I think there's elements of that in a lot of games, but I don't think specifically focusing on that.
Because I'd love a game where you could be a protester. And build up a protest movement or something like that.
Right. I know what you're saying. PC is going to be your best bet on that. There are a lot of little indie games that that may approach that subject and do it quite well, but I can't think of any off the top of my head. But
would that game even do well if it didn't exist? Because we're in a charged political environment, don't get me wrong. And that would be controversial, maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I want to say there's probably some sort of indie game that goes in that direction in some way, but probably I don't know if it's the way you want it to go or anything like that. But
I figure
it's got to exist in some form. I just don't know how good.
Yeah, all I can think about off the top of my head is 1979 Revolution Black Friday.
Oh, that's
that
right.
That was one that came out on I saw it on a PlayStation Store a while back. It was about a revolutionary thing. It was based on true events.
Yeah.
The Iranian Revolution game, right.
Yeah. I remember it was about choices and consequences, really,
yeah,
in that game.
Talking about more a game focused on combat also with, you have more unleaf.
So not a peaceful protest game.
Well, it can be. I think that's a part of the
Or is that
game.
The objective? The objective is to get through this protest with no violence. Would that be the objective?
Or however you want, just to overthrow the dictator for whoever. But you can't be a major revolution. You have to
be a little
riot or a protest movement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Man,
I don't know.
I really feel like there's probably something out there that scratches that itch for you. I just don't know.
Because if that game exists, that would be cool. I don't know if it'll be interesting. I don't know if it would be good, but it'd be interesting, I think.
Right. Well, I figure an indie team has probably already done that, but I'm not sure. I'd have to do some research on that. You'd probably have to throw that out there into some forums or chat rooms, and you'd probably get a lot of suggestions come back to you as to games that might fall into that category that you could try out or look at and see if they fit what you would like there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of seeing sound is just a matter of implementing it right.
Yeah, exactly. Because it could be implemented in bad taste, too, is the thing.
Plenty that have done that as well. But yeah, hey, Cruzan, we're at the top of the hour here. We got to take a break.
I think I'm gonna go if that's okay.
Nope, that's perfectly okay. Fine. Right. Yeah, but we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Take care.
Take care now.
Yeah, hopefully we can. I'm curious about that because I've played some games that, or at least I've seen some games that.
It's hard to imagine that something like that doesn't exist.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's probably out there. Just not aware of it right now.
Yeah, I think it is too. Let's go to the phones real quick and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
What's going on?
I didn't want to keep you waiting too much longer. What's going on with you?
You and Wendy. Wendy, have you kind of seemed like you might get interested in Metroid from watching Scott play it?
I like the look of it. I like the way it looks. Yeah.
Yeah, if you kind of like it now, you might get into it and all, but you've been enjoying it too, huh, Scott?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, it's Metroid. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, definitely sometime I'll let you look up some info on this and comment this on a later date, but have you heard about the news about David Jaffe and his issues with the difficulty of it and trying to get through it that's been going up, blowing up on YouTube and everything?
I haven't heard a thing about it.
Look that up and then do some research on that and everything. From what I understand, I think you've already passed the point where he was having trouble, but he was complaining about the way it was designed and everything and the way it was programmed. But I'll let you comment on that some other time once you figure out and see and do research on that. But, yeah, it was pretty funny, and, you know, everybody's giving him heck about it. But do you have an old GameCube with the Game Boy Player attached to it?
I don't. I have a GameCube, but I don't have the Game Boy Player thing.
Well, if Wendy seems to be interested in this, and if you ever do or think about wanting to get one of those, I've got the original Game Boy Advance loose copies of Metroid Zero Mission, which was a remake of the first one.
That's right, yeah.
And Fusion was, I think, number four. You know, there was the one right before this entry of the game. And, of course, I think you can get Super Metroid on the Nintendo online thing on the Switch. But I think if you seem like you dig those, Wendy, those are definitely good other side-scrolling 2D games to get into. You'd probably enjoy as well.
Well, thank you. I'll have to check it out.
But if y'all decide to get, if you ever do find a player, I know they're quite expensive, but if y'all want a loose copy, because I've got the complete box copy of the ones on the Game Boy Advance, so if you're interested in finding a cheap loose copy of those two Metroid games on Game Boy, let me know.
All right, man. Okay. We'll do. We appreciate it.
But yeah, also on the way the thing's designed, you're not going to get stuck anywhere. It may take you a while before you can explore the whole map, but you eventually will be able to get through the whole area and explore everywhere with your power-ups and other options and stuff down the
road. That's how every Metroid game has ever worked, so it's so weird for me when people say, oh, I'm stuck. No, you're not.
You're not going to get stuck. You just have to explore, and you have to keep looking, and the map will tell you. This is the most detailed and information-given map I've ever seen. I mean, the map and everything that tells you makes it easy.
It does. You just have to be very vigilant, and when you're looking, because when I was making that example earlier about, you know, I'm about to go in this room and I need to go across, down, over, blah, 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 I had planned that out as best I could, but I didn't look at, I mean, there was something I missed when I was looking at the map to say, oh, that's right, I can't get over there. And so, but I didn't realize that until I got there physically and then realized, oh crap. So then I had to do this chase away from this Emmy thing, but it eventually put me into a place where I needed to be. So.
Yeah, they've made it where when you're first going through it, it's going to take you, you know, you're going to go where you need to be going, but you just won't realize it until it happens. But it's made where you can only go a certain way when you're going through it, you know, the first time. But also, they also programmed it so well that other skilled people out there can sequence break the power-ups where you, like, you get other power-ups where you're supposed to get, you know, two or three steps down the road, and you can get them a whole lot earlier than that, because one of the boss fights that's coming up, they programmed it where if you have power-ups that you get later on, there's another way you can kill these beings and bosses besides the normal way of doing it, and they programmed it into the game for the extra skilled people that love these games, that are really, really good at jumping and techniques and stuff.
Yeah, that's not going to be me, but I'm glad that they did that. So, hey, Chris, we got to take a break here. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for holding. I do appreciate it. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I put you on hold like that for that long and then come to you, and it's like, yeah, thanks for the 3 minutes. I appreciate you. I appreciate you always calling us. We really do appreciate it. So, thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend, man.
Yeah. Let me know. You know, you got some serious time ahead of you. But yeah, if you love that style of game with Metroid, you know, if you can do it a little bit at a time, you'll have months and months of gameplay. It's not going to end anytime soon.
Oh, no, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
All right, we'll see you later then.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was about to ask him a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
I just thought you. Yeah, well, go ahead. He's still listening, I'm sure.
Well, I was just wondering if the David Jaffe thing with Metroid was anything like Dean Takahashi with Cuphead while back. Dean Takahashi had infamously was having serious difficulty with the tutorial of Cuphead a while back. So at least
I had Jaffe difficulty with the tutorial of Cuphead.
How?
Huh?
It told you how to get.
I know. Well, I was playing it at either PAX or I think it was at a PAX.
Yeah.
And so it was set up in whatever thing it was set up to, and it was the first time I was playing it. Plus, there were other people watching you and somebody else talking to you about it. And for whatever reason, I don't know. I remember having a lot of difficulty with it.
Did it tell? And the instructions was written on the back.
I
of the
can't
screen.
Remember what it was. It was one of the more advanced mechanics of like
the parry.
Maybe that's what it was. I can't remember.
Yeah, hit jump on the pink dot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something in regards to that, and I was not having the best of time with it. So we got to go. When we come back, we'll jump into some of this news here that we've got, because there is a lot. More of in-game chat in just a moment. Here's music from Left 4 Dead. It's the witch part of Left 4 Dead, the first one. When you see a witch, and you got to be really slow so you don't wake her up. Or be not quiet or something. I can't remember the whole thing.
Whatever it is, your partner comes in and usually messes it up for you.
Somebody messes it up for everybody else, so yeah.
Oh boy, what's this? Oh, witch.
Yeah. Run! Back to in-game chats. Maybe you won't.
I got a guess, at least.
What's your guess?
It'll bleed.
No.
Okay.
This is from Skullgirls. Did you play Skullgirls?
Barely.
Oh, I thought you played... not a lot of it, but I thought you did play it.
I've got the game, yeah, but... maybe this is story mode or something.
This is called Chamber Below. So I've never played the game.
Okay,
so.
Chamber Below would probably mean something story mode, because there's story mode where you get to the church, fight a couple of villains, and then you go in the underground area and you deal with Marie.
Oh, okay.
That might be something, but yeah, I wouldn't remember story mode music at all. I barely ever do that, actually.
Well, that's what this is from.
Spooky enough, because it is a literal skull girl.
I know.
You have to fight at the end.
I know. This is why, from now on, Wendy's going to pick all her Halloween music. Well, she finds them in these places that I'd never would look.
Yeah.
So.
You have a knack for that, apparently.
I'll tell you a track that she did write down that I just was not going to use at all.
Because?
It's when you're drowning in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, the best alarm clock ever.
I hate that. That triggers me in the worst way.
Yeah, that's why it's the best alarm clock ever.
Right,
folks. Yeah, pro tip: if you want an alarm, if you want an alarm tone that actually works, put it as Sonic the Hedgehog drowning.
Yeah,
that will get you up out of a coma.
If need be. God, when I saw that, because she gave me the list, and when I saw that, I was like, nope, not using it. Nope. Yeah. I have had that. That is, oh no! Mm-mm.
Yeah, true story. One of the conventions I went to, I had that on my phone, right?
Yeah,
and it was set. My alarm was set to go off, and that is my alarm. Still is to this day. But apparently, I got complaints from my other roommates because they didn't want to wake up, but because of that tone, They got up out of the bed quick.
Yeah, that's something that is ingrained in us from you know, from when that first released.
Yeah.
Because of that thing. And I just hated it.
That song instantly means danger. Something bad is happening. The problem is you didn't know what was going on. When the first time you heard it, you didn't know what was going on. Because you didn't think a side-scrolling adventure game like this would feature drowning at all.
Well, yeah.
You think you're underwater, but how many games have you played before that point? How many games have you played a game where you went underwater but nothing happened? Mario didn't drown. Alex Kidd, Miracle World, you didn't drown. If you did go underwater, it usually meant death. Mm-hmm. But if you went underwater, you were fine. You don't have to worry about breathing. But then you get in Sonic the Hedgehog, this drowning music comes on, and you don't know what's going on. All you see is little bubbles coming from your mouth that's coming in the shape of numbers. And you're like, what is going on here? And then all of a sudden, dead. Now you know. But yeah, I still say, man, the drowning music, the drowning theme in Sonic the Hedgehog is the most effective alarm ever made.
It is.
And if you have trouble waking up, try it. See how effective it is.
I don't like that.
I love it. It works.
I mean, yes, I know.
Put the link to that in chat and let the the folks decide for themselves.
They know what it is.
Yeah, they do.
They know.
They know. Okay.
I would imagine.
Well, put it in there for someone who probably doesn't.
Well, I closed it. So okay. Go find it and put it in there. But I already closed it out. Yeah, it just I don't like it.
Kids don't want to wake up for school.
Oh man. That was horrible.
Wonderful.
Shut up. Just too much anxiety. I don't need that. I don't need that kind of anxiety in my
exactly.
games. I don't need that in
find that
my
air
games.
Bubble. Or else.
I was telling her, I was like, if I ever that put me off on water levels forever. And anytime I came across them, I would look for either a way that I wouldn't have to do them or I would cheat. I would find a code that's like infinite air. All right. That's all I care about. So I don't have to worry about this. I hated it. Hated it. And it all stemmed from that thing. That has to be my first encounter with it. That has to be my first encounter with like, no, this is too stressful. I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, whoever created that did a good job.
Man, this is true.
Traumatizing gamers since what, 93?
Yeah.
Good job, man.
So, obviously, I would say the big news that we had this week that a lot of you are probably wondering about as far as, you know, is he going to talk about it? Is he going to bring it up? Splinter Cell.
Oh, okay.
Ubisoft, apparently, according to a report from whatever this website is, VGC, and I'm going to look this up right now. I'm going to click on it here. Video Games Chronicle, VGC.com, VideoGamesChronicle.com. According to development sources, Ubisoft has greenlit the development of another Splinter Cell game.
Mm-hmm.
This would not be a VR situation. This would not be... This would be exactly what we want it to be, what I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
This would be exactly what I've been putting at the end of every single write-up that we've been doing now for, I think, over a year, maybe, close to a year or at least,
okay.
Where I've been counting down the days that Ubisoft has not mentioned anything about a Splinter Cell.
Okay.
We apparently have a report that it is in early phase of production. There's a small chance it could be announced next year, but that they are going to make another Splinter Cell.
A game. Splinter Cell game.
Yes, yes. And I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing here until they actually do make that announcement or confirm this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to rely on this. I also don't want to rely on this being something and then they find out, oh no, it's another...
Yeah, I was about to ask you, how is this solidified as a game or is it going to be one of those vague something with Splinter Cell in it?
Right, exactly. And
Splinter Cell pinball. Well, I mean, not like that.
We don't know anything about that yet. We have no idea. This is just a report where it's sources. Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't know anything about it yet, so we're not sure. But that's where we sit on that right now, and that's why I'm not really jumping at the at the chance to just be like, oh, they did it. Yay, it's great. We've been burned.
You've been burned before, yeah.
So we're going to hold off, and we'll see what happens.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, there. Exactly. And that's kind of the way that I'm looking at this. We got some calls coming in here. Mm-hmm. Who's on line one? Oh, I'm sorry. Had your mic off when you were answering the phone. Lee. Hey, Lee, you're on in-game chats.
What's up, guys?
Not much. Doing? What's going on? What do you want to talk about?
I got a couple of things to cover. First, I want to rebuke you guys. I haven't seen you in the store in a long time.
The store?
Over at Quality.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I read my comics. I just don't really go to the store for the comics.
Well, that hurts.
I know it does. I know. Well, actually, I went back and got some it's digital. I do a lot of the digital stuff.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm guilty too. I'm digital all the way, pretty much.
I don't have the room. I still have my comics, by the way. I still do have my comics. I don't get rid of those.
No.
But yeah, I've gone from, and it's one of those things where I did start out like physically reading because that was the only way you could.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd sit there and I'd read them, and I would, and every single issue would not get thrown away. They would get boarded, you know, boarded and sleeved and everything else, and
boarded
put away,
bag, stored.
Yep, and put
we
away.
We talked about that. You need to bring them in, see if you got some treasure hiding.
I'm sure I do. That's the other part of it. Mm-hmm. Is now going through all of these boxes and pulling all that stuff out. Yeah. So, what's been going on with you? How you been?
Doing good. You know, we're just fighting the good fight here, and you know, staying open has been the biggest thing, and you know, getting our trying to take care of our clients and support them back, you know.
Well, that's fantastic.
Quite a year and a half, so.
I know, right? Yeah.
But I've seen Art. He snuck in a couple of times. I caught up with him, so that was good.
Yeah. I picked up my issues of Gold Digger last time I was there, and some others that caught my interest off the shelf. So I was going to be
that's cool.
Going there and getting some other stuff back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you guys sneak in. I'll hook you up. I got you covered.
We appreciate it.
Oh, my God, there's a cow. The cow on Toulouse Road in Wetumpka.
Be careful if you're on Toulouse Road in Wetumpka. We've got reports of cows.
Yeah, a big old dairy cow just looking at me. Okay, that was interesting.
Chick-fil-A.
So, two things.
I heard that, yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. So, to the two callers prior, one, or maybe it's the one caller, as far as updating his drivers, if he has a gaming laptop, whatever the manufacturer is on the website should have a utility that he can use to check the laptop for him and take all the work out of it. So that would be the first thing I would share with him. The mm-hmm. second is, you played a lot of games, a lot of PC games. Red Faction had, not the original first or second Red Faction, but at some point they had something like Red Guerrilla Warfare.
Red Faction Guerrilla.
You had to go and you had to build up the support, and it was a shooter, so that may be a go-to for him.
That's a good one. I know what you're talking about. I remember that. I remember Red Faction Guerrilla. The big thing on that game was its destructive environment,
yep,
or destructive
the
physics.
Environment was destructible.
Yeah. I remember that.
I figured you'd remember that one. So, you know, it may be dated, but I do think they did a graphical upgrade about 3 or 4 years ago. So it may still be, you know, worth checking out. It's not like, you know, they said they were going to do an upgrade on the mech game. I can't remember the name of it, but Shogo, I think. And they put out an upgrade, and I was like, I'm trying to figure out what they upgraded, but whatever. But it was a great mech game. Kind of off topic.
I know the one you're talking about, or at least that title sounds familiar anyway.
Yeah, it was during that Half-Life era and Sin, all that stuff. You know, they'd revamped all the first-person shooter engines, and then Shogo came out. The city environments weren't fantastic, but you know, it was something different. There was something else I was going to mention. Oh, yeah, you took the Thunder out. I was calling to say, have you heard the rumors about
the Splinter Cell? Yeah.
You unveiled it, so I was like, I was on hold while he unveiled the mystery. So.
Well, I keep seeing the article staring at me right here from where we collect all our news sources, and I knew that was a big deal because I'm a huge fan of Splinter Cell. And so when I read about it earlier this week, you know, I looked into it, and I was like, okay, this is good. This is maybe progress, but it's better than anything we've gotten before. Mm-hmm. So we'll just, you know, we'll mention it, but we'll just kind of stand by and see if anything comes from it, because I believe that they're working on something. I figure like they have to be, it's too much of a franchise for them to kind of, I mean, they're putting him in every other game and right. doing other things with him. He's got a Netflix series, I say him, but Splinter Cell's got a Netflix series that'll be released at some point, a VR thing. They're putting him in the Ghost Recon stuff and all this. So they're not done with the character. So I got to figure they're at least going to do something. I would imagine.
Maybe they're building that visibility for the game to say, all right, you've seen him in all this other stuff. Here's the game. But it feels very Silent Hill. Remember a couple of years ago they had the crazy demo for Silent Hill that was so freaking scary. And then I guess a couple of months ago, Norman Reedus had a post about Silent Hill. And you're like, well, are you doing a game or not?
Oh, that whole PT thing PT, that Kojima was working on, which was going to be Silent Hills, I think is what it was going to be called, but that never panned out.
Yeah, something happened with the project or whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
That's what I started thinking about when we start talking about these, no pun intended, these ghost games,
Basically, yeah. Vaporware, I think, is something that it's coined.
Yeah.
It's just talked about, but it never happens. Star Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know that they consider that vaporware, but
it's not there. Yeah, well, at this point, I mean, I don't know. I can tell you the greatest vaporware of all time for 9 years was what's his name, Daikatana. Remember that?
Goes back a ways. Yeah. And Halo 3 would be Halo 3, Half-Life 3, I guess, was one of those things.
Point.
Yeah, or even Half-Life 2 Episode 3 that we were supposed to get was never there either. So,
Yeah.
But then again, that became the running joke of Valve at that time. So,
yeah,
so bad. I'm starting
outsourcing or something.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Lee, thanks for calling in, man.
Catch up, guys.
Yeah, it's good hearing from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all sneak on by. I got you covered. Like I said,
we'll do, buddy. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, now.
All right.
Take care. Bye bye. And who was on line two? There?
Chris.
Oh, it's Chris. Hey, Chris. Yeah. Were you going to answer the question that that RJ had for you?
Nah, I can't remember, but he was talking about his alarm music he played. Now you said he didn't want to play the song. When I immediately knew the tune, you didn't have to play the sound of it. I knew exactly like.
Oh, I knew what it was too. I just wanted to play it, so people would understand what I'm talking about.
But I have a similar one that I use for my ringtone, but I don't guess you've ever heard of this one. This one from the Lunar series on Sega CD as the boss fight with the Black Dragon. But that one, it doesn't have that same dramatic feel or that uneasy feeling because, like Sonic does, but it's one of those that it punches you in the gut all of a sudden. It's only like 40 seconds long, but that one was my favorite music from video games, and I've got it as my ringtone and stuff. But you interested in hearing like a few seconds of it?
I mean, if you can play it through the phone, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I can play it through the phone. I want to just hold it away from it, so hang on.
Mm-hmm. We're hearing what this is.
You hear that?
I heard that. Did you ever send that in to us when we were doing a music episode once?
I may have. I think I did.
I don't know why my memory works and just on different things, but I swear I remember that.
You remember that one, don't you?
I remember you, because we did an all music episode. We've done a couple of those, and I remember one you sent in some clips, and we used them.
It was from Sega CD Games. It had to come from me. If you recognize that,
it'd take me forever to go back and find that, but I think so. What was your RJ? What was your question to Chris? That
I was about to ask him if the ridicule that David Jaffe was getting from his difficulty from Metroid matched the one that Dean Takahashi got for playing through the tutorial of Cuphead.
I think so. The one that David was having issues with, I mean, I know Scott's already got past it since he's beat the first boss.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the save room where you had to go in the upper right-hand corner, and there was an area, you had to go up, but you had to shoot the ceiling to get up through there, and then there was an entrance where you could slide up underneath to the right to continue on to your... Since he's got to the second map, I know he's already went through there, but he was complaining like crazy and saying it was bad programming because he couldn't figure out that he had to shoot the ceiling, and people on his stream were telling him, shoot the ceiling, like, why? That didn't make sense. They're giving him play it the way, learn how to adjust and everything, and he basically wanted to hold his hands and stuff instead of, he wanted to have fun and not have a challenge, supposedly.
Wow.
And they're giving him really
heck, you know, I'd say something else, but I can't because it's
I know what you mean.
Radio.
Yeah,
but
I bet,
you get me.
Yeah, I bet they were. I mean, you want a Metroid game to hold your hand. I mean, I'm not that well versed in the Metroid game. I haven't played any of them, but I know Metroid has a certain difficulty, and it's one of them old school classics. And old school classics did not hold your hand.
Yeah, but David,
so come on,
David
now.
Should know
and
this.
David Jaffe, being who he is, he should know better.
Yeah, he should know how this works.
So
yeah, he was complaining about the little hidden blocks that you have to shoot. They weren't giving him an indication that he had to shoot something that was hidden. And he was complaining about that, and it wasn't any obvious that people have been, you know, editing clips and showing clips of other people streaming that you could snap their fingers and they figured out exactly. I bet, you know, your good friend and my friend Mason's son that's like almost 6 years old, he could figure it out just as quickly as we could.
Yeah.
I would imagine David should have probably done a search yet to see if anybody else was talking about his issue.
Yeah, that's all kind of video stuff. I mean, you can take some time later on when you have time to sit through and look through it on YouTube. I've been enjoying it and everything, and pretty much everybody's they've been giving him a whole lot of heck, and I don't agree with his views on everything, the way he talked, and he wanted to play it this way, and I'm like, no. I'm sorry,
I haven't
David.
Read his arguments, but again, I go back to the fact that maybe you should have looked and seen if is anybody, because as a game developer, I'm sure you know a lot of other game developer people. They're probably talking about Metroid Dread or have talked about it, or you could just reach out. You playing this? Yeah, this is a problem? You know, I don't know. But yeah. So, hey, Chris, thanks for calling back.
You're welcome. That music, I sent you, what I was so glad about it, the old Sega CD games, like the first track was always the game data. And all the music was tracks two through something, especially with the working design. So
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
That was what I was glad of, since I love their music from the working design game series that they publish. I could rip them straight off the CD and get the best quality. So that's where that one came from. So, I most likely sent that one to you, plus a few other ones. But y'all have a good time. I'll see y'all later.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Yep. Yeah, that reminded me, the whole thing about Metroid, there was a part in Castlevania Symphony of the Night where you would play as Richter Belmont, you know, the whip, right?
Yeah.
And there were hidden spots in there. It wasn't obvious, but some places, if you'd spun your whip while on the ground and you'd hit the floor and the floor would break, and that would lead to other areas of the game.
Yeah.
You just found it. There you go. So the fact that he had a chat window open and people were telling him, shoot the ceiling.
Just do it. Yeah, I know.
What chat tells you.
I know, and he did.
Yeah, eventually.
But it was the problem was, how am I supposed to know to do that, or how am I supposed to? He thought it was some kind of. This is me speculating. I haven't looked at any of this but apparently he would think that.
He's supposed to be prompted.
Shouldn't something like flash to indicate?
He wants a prompt.
Just something for me to see that. Oh, that I need to shoot that. I guess is my best guess to what his complaint might have been.
Yeah.
Without reading it, in some ways I agree with him because that's usually been the case. It's something we've been, geared towards doing. Find the shiny, shoot it, and you do whatever it may be. But in a Metroid game, not even just a Metroid game. Let's go back to Metroid game, sure. But let's go back to the old.
Castlevania, like I just said.
Well, I was going to say Wolfenstein 3D.
Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Push.
And I'm talking the original one.
Hey, see that picture? Push it. See what happens.
The shareware. You would just go up and down the wall holding the space button and hoping one of those things would move back.
Yeah.
And like, oh, here's the secret room that I would find. Yeah. There was no indication that it might be. You just did it.
Yeah.
And it's the same way. I mean, it's the same way in Metroid. When you first landed on the planet, Your instinct was to go right.
Yeah.
But you could also go left.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no prompt for you to do that. You just did it.
Yeah. Explore.
That's my whole thing.
Explore. Shoot. Look around. See what happens.
We got a ton of news that we haven't even got to, and we're not going to get to it, all of it, in this episode. Because there was a lot of stuff here that I kind of wanted to bring up, and maybe we can do some quick hits. But we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll hit what we can. And then we'll hit the rest of it next week. You're not going to be here next week, correct?
No, RJ? We'll be here next week. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be out of town next week. But yeah, we're going to get to this news here. We got music here from a game called Lisa the Painful. It's on Steam. It has overwhelmingly positive reviews. I was like, this is new. Anyway, this track is called Blood for That.
okay.
Actually, Blood for Something Else. I just put that in there because everybody listens to this show, or this station anyway, knows what we mean when we say that. So,
not that.
Oh, but it is that this time. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from Crash Bandicoot. Twin Sanity, I believe, is the name of this one. And the track is called Madam Amberly School. It's one of those fun ones. All right. So I'll hit what I can on some of these big ones, but or some of these news items that we've got left. We only got 15 minutes to get through this stuff, so I'll hit what I can. Animal Crossing is getting an update in November. I believe they're getting that update is in November, and then the paid DLC is coming in November as well, which is going to just put a whole bunch of stuff in your island, or at least you have the ability to put a whole bunch of stuff in your island. Mm-hmm. I think they're getting a coffee shop, and then there's this whole the island happy home something. I don't know. It's where you will get better descriptions of what the people who are on your island would like to have in their home. Mm-hmm. And how they would like to decorate their home, and you can go in and decorate it and whatever, you know, to give... to, I guess, please them or something. I don't exactly know how it's all going to work. Yeah. I still haven't watched the direct that talked about this. But, you know, they also introduced the an expansion pack for their online service. Nintendo did. The same day. Like, when they announced this update for Animal Crossing, which I think happened not this last Friday, but the Friday before last, they announced that the online program, which is $10 a year, no, 20 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like $7 a month or something like that. But it's $20 a year. Lets you go online, you know, with your Nintendo Switch. And also gets you, whenever they release them, those Nintendo games and those... Was it Super Nintendo games? Or... Yeah. Nintendo and Super Nintendo games from you know, way back. Mm-hmm. You can go and play those. And as long as you have a Nintendo subscription, online subscription, you get all the games that they release for free that are for the older systems. Then they're adding this expansion pack, which is weird, to the online service, which will get you N64 and Sega Genesis games. Mm-hmm. It'll also get you the paid DLC for this Animal Crossing thing. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool, because if they offer more paid DLC that, oh, by the way, you're going to get it with this expansion... That's cool if it's for a game that you happen to play and that you want the expansion pack for. It's like, how many people are not playing Animal Crossing? There's a lot of people playing Animal Crossing. But I'm sure there are people who are not playing that game, who have no desire to ever play that game. And so what does this do for them? Absolutely nothing. Except to realize that they have to pay extra now to play those N64 and those Sega Genesis games if they want to do that. Because the expansion pack is $50. No. Yeah, $49.99 a year.
Yeah, $50.
Yeah. It's more than double the subscription that it is now.
Mm-hmm.
For just N64 and Sega Genesis games and that paid DLC. I don't exactly know what the price of the paid DLC is going to be, standalone, like not in this.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be a one-time fee and you own it. This one, you get the DLC and you get the games for as long as you're a subscriber to that thing. As soon as you drop, if you drop back down to the regular plan that's $20 a month or a year, then you lose that DLC. You lose those N64 and those Sega Genesis games. I don't know. I don't get that. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I would like to know what their law, and maybe they said this, again, I haven't watched the Direct. I've watched plenty of people react to this.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was some sort of promise or some sort of hope or some sort of, like, inclination that, look, we're going to add more to this, but we're not going to increase the price. We're just going to add more. So you'll get the Animal Crossing DLC. Well, you'll get some Metroid DLC, maybe. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get some DLC. We're going to add DLC to this, and you'll get it when it's released because you're a expansion subscriber person, whatever that is. I don't know. But from what I understand, they've given no indication that they're going to do this. They might. It's, now that I think about it, it's not too bad an idea, but that just depends on what you play because not everything is going to be for everybody, you know? Obviously, their first-party stuff, like if they do some updates to Mario Kart, Legend of Zelda, Mario Odyssey, any of their first-party titles gets included into this expansion pack thing, oh, then that kind of that starts to add up.
Yeah.
That starts to make the incentive a bit better than what it is. So, I don't know. We'll see. But that just seemed odd. Like, if you had more to throw in there, like not just the expansion pack of Animal Crossing, but like if they had said future expansion packs for these titles will also be included.
Hmm.
Hey, that's great to know. That looks better. This just seems odd, especially for somebody who doesn't play Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's $50 a year now if you want to play the Zen 64 and Genesis games. No, that's fine. I'll just emulate them elsewhere like I already do, you know?
Yep.
So anyway, I thought that was interesting about that whole thing. $50 a year. What else did we get? You know, the Fandome thing was going on last year. The DC Fandome, whatever. Yeah. I hate that name. But yeah, it was going on last week while we were here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd asked some people in the chat room, like, ooh, what did they show off of whatever? I went back and I looked at all that stuff. I looked at the Gotham Knights, which was basically just a cinematic CG story trailer for the Court of Owls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I saw any gameplay. Then there was, and if I did, it didn't look bad. But then there was the Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. I didn't see a lick of gameplay in that. It was nothing but a CG cinematic trailer thing. And so I didn't see any kind of gameplay that I remember. And if I did, it was so quick that it was not enough for me to understand what was going on, how it played, what type of a game this actually is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, it still did not pull me in. It still made me miss the fact that I wish they had stuck with just doing the Batman game then. You know, I wanted them to do something different. And Suicide Squad, sure. You could do that, but I'm not there yet because I really don't feel like I've seen any gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not there yet with it. Show me some gameplay and then I'll pass the judgment. Then I'll feel like that. But obviously if they'd stuck to a Batman game, I'd know what I'd be getting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been there, done that. And that's not a bad thing to say. Been there and done that, you know? Especially since I haven't been there and done that since 2014, I think. 2015 was Arkham Knight, I think it was when it was. So, yeah, it's been a while. And I know you can always go back and play those, but that wasn't the point.
2015.
Yeah, the point was, sure, let me keep doing what I'm doing, but give me a new setting and a new story and a new game to play through.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, that's what they're doing with Suicide Squad, but I don't necessarily know that they're doing it the way that I'll enjoy, but just me. Where's my documents? Because I wanted to go back to, let's see, there was that. Let's see, Game Pass, I didn't get it. We talked about Splinter Cell. There's some stuff to go on about the Activision Blizzard and what they're doing with that lawsuit. God of War is coming to PC in next year, I think February or January of next year. We already know that the Uncharted 4 is coming to PC, and maybe Lost Legacy, but I know Uncharted 4 is coming to PC, and I know that God of War now is coming to PC. Horizon's already on PC. Days Gone is already on PC. It's nice to see that Sony is now kind of like, all right, we'll put some of these games out there on this PC thing and see how that goes. More and more and more. So much now that it no longer feels like it was, you know, just a one-time thing with the Horizon Zero Dawn and a few games here. It looks like that's something that's going to happen for them. It's just, what's the frequency of it? Obviously, they are waiting a very long time in between releases before they put it on PC because they're system sellers, right?
Yeah.
They want to sell the system before they you move over to a PC. But the point of that is, AC Wraith says, I still want Spider-Man on PC. Licensing is going to be your big issue there. God of War, Sony owns the license. Uncharted, Sony owns the license. Horizon Zero Dawn, Sony owns the license. When you get into Spider-Man, while Insomniac, I think, is owned by Sony, or it is now, Spider-Man is not. That's still a Marvel property, and I know Sony has some rights with, like, film, but in video games, I don't know where that sits, and so there's probably some issue there. Will it eventually show up on PC? I think maybe, yeah. I think so. I think they'll come to some sort of an agreement and get that in there, but I just don't know how long that's going to be. But right now, you're seeing God of War next year, but God of War came out in 2016, I think.
Yeah, been a minute.
16 or 17, and so I think it's something that it's going to be a while in between the two, because, again, they're Sony's still not sold on that whole cross-play, multi... They still look at, like, if it's only on our system, then we're going to get the money for it.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is that these PC players, they're not holding out to play your game on a PlayStation.
Yeah.
They're going to continue to do their PC thing.
Yeah.
They would have already gotten the PlayStation to play these games if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So your holdout, that's doing,
you're not pulling,
you know.
You're not pulling them.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. You're not.
I mean, I remember that article a while back. I think you may have put it in the notes a while back about the COO of Capcom says he wants PC to be its main platform for games in the future.
What? Yeah, it may have been in there. I don't remember that, but yeah.
It was a while back, like early October, but when that came out, I was thinking, about, wow, so what about the next Street Fighter, which has always been on consoles and PC. When it comes to tournaments, it's consoles everywhere at all the events. But now that we're doing online-only things like that, PC might be the more viable option for the future.
Yeah,
but that's things they were thinking about, and I don't know how many companies are going to fall suit after that if it works out for them. PC, well, make PC the main, especially with the shortage of consoles, especially with PS5 and
the way those are hard to get now. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
yep. This is true, but again, your PC players, they're not going out there trying to find those consoles.
Yeah.
They're looking for graphics cards.
Yeah,
because those. Graphics cards right now are harder to get than a console is. I can tell you that. For the fact that I own the two new consoles, but I still, after over a year, have no graphics card. So, yeah. The other thing I wanted to talk about, at least mention, and we don't have a lot of time here, but was the... we finally got a trailer for a film that has been... I've watched this thing go through... rumors to being announced, to losing a director, to losing a writer, to going through years and years without having anything, and then saying, well, now this person's attached to it. Nope, they're not anymore. Fan videos, all this stuff. And we finally got a trailer for the Uncharted film. And I talked about that in the in one of our Discord chats that... we were talking about, because I posted it in there. There was a leak for some of it, and then Sony released the full trailer the next day. Mm-hmm. Posted it in there, and So I said, hey, it looks pretty good. And I said, yeah, or that they may have gotten it right. And I said, yeah, I think they got everything right except maybe the casting, which unfortunately is going to make everything wrong, because you're going to be watching that and thinking, it's the right place, it's not the right people. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that, because obviously I can't base that. Judging strictly on the trailer, that's what it feels mm-hmm. like. Will I still go see this or at least watch the film? Of course I will. Mm-hmm. Of course I will. It makes me want to go play through the games again. I haven't done that in a long time. I haven't actually done that at all. Mm-hmm. I've never gone back through and played the games again. So, yeah.
Could you think of anybody else to play those roles? Because I looked at the trailer and I'm like, wow, you really, I mean, I see the action aspect of it and all that, but it really doesn't.
No, it doesn't
look anything like the people in there.
And I know it's supposed to take place like it's a prequel type thing, so that's why these people look younger. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we'd already seen some good casting done in some fan videos with like Nathan Fillion, doing it, and then he did great.
If this is a prequel, I might be able to see it, but I keep thinking about current Uncharted in the current age. I'm like, I'm not seeing it.
We'll see how it pans out. I'm excited for it. I'm glad it's finally done. Mm-hmm. But
mid-February?
February 18th, something like that, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, mid-February for that one.
Yeah.
We got to go. That's going to do it for us. I've got plenty more news, so we'll be back next week to talk about all of that and then whatever else kind of shows up here. So we'll get to that. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you, Cruising, for being in the chat room with us or in Discord. I hope you got some of those tips there. Thanks, Lee, for calling in. Thank you, Chris, for calling in as well. Thank you, everybody in the chat room who shows up every week and hangs out with us. We appreciate it. Go to iTunes and our YouTube page. Subscribe to that. Go to our Discord. Join us there as well. We got to go. This is music from, this is another one I had to pick out. It's from Costume Quest 2. It's called Witch's Bog. We'll see you next Saturday. Have a great week.